European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen made a corresponding statement at a briefing. For the first time ever, the European Union will finance the purchase and delivery of weapons and other equipment to a country that is under attack. We are also stepping up sanctions against the Kremlin, she said. EU top diplomat Josep Borrell said that a special coordination mechanism with the Ukrainian side would be set up to help meet the needs. This will be the first time in history that the EU will be providing lethal equipment to a third country. I have also instructed my team in the EU military staff to set up a mechanism to coordinate the requests of the Ukrainian army, so that we respond in the most effective way with member states to their needs, Borrell said. In turn, Ukraine's defense ministry said, the enemy surpasses itself in cynicism and meanness. Operational tactical Iskander missile systems were used for combat purposes. The attack was launched on peaceful cities. Enemy uses women and children as a human shield. Opens fire from heavy weapons on residential buildings. Sends conscripts to the hell of war. Changes into the uniform of members of the armed forces of Ukraine and uses ambulances to cover sabotage activities. The ministry informs that 16 children have died at the hands of the occupier since the beginning of the open armed aggression. Natalia Tolub,